about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I know some of you are saying, wait, that wasn't enough notice. Let me get out of here. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia's coming on. Oh, hi. Sorry, guys. Sorry if you didn't have a chance to shut the radios off. Yes, I'm here. Hey, I got some Playboy news here. Is this Playboy? Looks like Octomom. Octomom is going topless in a photo shoot. Oh, it's for British Woman's magazine called Closer. Oh, no, Octomom does not have eight breasts. Octomom was the woman that gave birth to eight kids. She only had two breasts. Yeah, I don't know if she, I don't think she breastfed them because they were all premature. Yeah, they're all premature, so they had to, yeah. So no eight breasts, just two breasts. Her name is Nadia Sulman, yeah. Men are going to be able to see her half naked. And men are going to now experience morning sickness, exactly. Yeah, she needs money to feed her 14 children, and I guess she gets $10,000. For doing the photo shoot. Nobody ever asked Dr. Dahlia to go topless. You know why? Because nobody wants to see my knees. I know. I wouldn't do it. Honestly, no. No. I don't. I can't have my kids. My kids are on the computer all the time. Can you imagine them sitting there Googling? You know? Because, you know, if you Google, if my kids Google their name, I come up. And that would be very, very scary. Well, also, you know, sometimes you'll only see one boob in the field of view because the other one is down 2 centimeters lower. Okay, does that turn you off? Any idea you had of asking Dr. Dahlia to do a photo shoot now, hopefully, has been thrown out. All right, guys, lot to talk about, lot to talk about. Okay, it looks like there's more news that drinking helps men and drinking is bad for women. Yeah, I got all excited about another alcohol story, and then I found another alcohol story saying women are going to die. Looks like spicy foods helps the heart. We got an experimental drug that could stop 7 different kinds of cancer, hopefully all at once. Yes, the Supreme Court, absolutely more information going on with the Supreme Court. A little bit more information on the JetBlue pilot. We're going to just cram it all in. And if we can't, you'll have to just listen to extra hours of the show. But just what you got to do, you got to just listen more Dr. Dahlia. I can only do so much. I can only speak so quickly. I can only do so much. But, of course, I want to hear from you, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Definitely do that. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter if you can. I didn't realize that I could attach everything to one site, so when I post any news, you guys get it no matter what you're looking at. So it's really, really important. Okay. So I know a lot of people are excited. I had no idea that we would this early in the Supreme Court arguments. I mean, that we're only, you know, we just finished presenting arguments to the Supreme Court. I had no idea we would this early already have an idea of what the justices were going to do. You know, I mean, I thought the justices sit there very stoically. You know, they don't say anything, but apparently it really looked 5-4 with the conservative leaning judges really hammering into Varelli, who was arguing for the law versus Clement arguing against. And they said, the media could easily see the 5-4 shift. And they were already, I believe, on CNN throwing in the towel. Saying, look, this is not going to pass. Now, remember, stop the dancing. Everybody stop the dancing because, you know, you have people that are now going to want the Republicans' heads, and they're going to use this to gather 50.0001% of the vote to put Obama back into office. And the Republicans better be coming up with a plan. Now, like Justice Scalia, you know, said one way or another, Congress is going to have to reconsider this. Why isn't it better to have them reconsider it in toto? What does that mean? Is that a legal term? Reconsider it in toto, or is that a typo? I'm looking at this from the LA Times. Yeah, that's what Justice and yes, it says here. Why isn't it better to have them reconsider it in toto? That's got to be a legal term. I don't understand that. But what he's saying is exactly what the Republican Party has to say. Look, we are going to go back and redo this. Oh, here's Donovan. Love Donovan. Donovan's saying it is a Latin phrase. Oh, meaning it's in its entirety. I thought they were talking about Dorothy's dog in Wizard of Oz. Have Toto help us. All right. I guess it's a legal term. That's why I'm a doctor and not a lawyer. All right. Okay. So Scalia said in toto, we got to do this all in toto. Well, maybe the Republicans shouldn't say that because that could confuse a lot of us. Boy, they use some fancy schmancy terminology, the Supreme Court, don't they? Oh, wow. That's some big language there. But, you know, he's right. You know, it's probably going, you know, Congress is going to have to go back and do this again. That's what we've been saying this whole time. Nobody is saying throw out the healthcare law and then go and sit on our duffs. We're saying Congress and Pelosi and Obama did a horrible job with this monstrous bill. Let's go back and do this right. Now, of course, people are going to be very frustrated because all these years passed. Right? I mean, the whole Obama administration was dancing around this key legislation saying they fixed everything and the Democrats are going to be ticked that the Supreme Court throws it out. It's a shame the Supreme Court could have thrown it out 3 years ago. But keep in mind, okay, this could bode very poorly for the Republicans in this presidential election if the Democrats make it look like it's a Republican's fault. Yeah, I'm already getting nasty emails saying the Supreme Court is biased. Supreme Court not supposed to be biased. If it's 5-4, that means it's just as biased as all other politics. I don't know. I don't understand why Supreme Court justices are picked by party, you know, but they do. The president, that's what the president gets to do. The president gets to pick the Supreme Court justice. And a Democratic president is not going to appoint a conservative Supreme Court justice. He's going to appoint Sotomayor and he's going to appoint Kagan. That's just, you know, Obama got two justices. Right? And, you know, the Democrats weren't crying that that was unfair then, but now they're going to cry that it's unfair now and they're going to use it against Republicans in the next election. Republicans, don't just sit on your duffs. Get ready. Have some plans and let's start moving through Congress getting certain aspects of health care reform done. Don't go away, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a real troubling story that I'm looking at right now. Apparently there was a woman in Stockholm, right? That's Sweden, right? Okay, sorry. It's been a long day. And she called 911, or their form of 911. And the ambulance didn't come because she sounded too healthy. They said she could still speak. She called them three times. Jill Soderberg, 22 years old, died in her home in the town of Timra, about 241 miles north of Stockholm, right? After placing her third and final call to SOS Alarm Emergency Services, requesting an ambulance. She said every time she rang, operators connected her to Vester Norland County nurses who deemed she was not sufficiently ill for an ambulance because she could not speak. So I guess nurses over there in Sweden or whatever discern if, Stockholm's not in Sweden. Stockholm's in I got to do my little geography. Hey, I failed geography in high school. Leave me alone. But it looks like nurses are the ones that decide when an ambulance gets sent out. As opposed to here in America, we call 911, and the dispatcher usually decides if it has to be lights and sirens or not. And doctors will have to ask for lights and sirens if you want lights and sirens. If the dispatcher deems it's a lights and sirens, they will. If not, they'll send the paramedics and the fire department out. They'll still come quickly, but not lights and sirens. But it looks like here they transferred to the now. But you know what? That happened also when I did ER. The dispatcher would transfer the call to us, and we would decide what we wanted with the transport. That did happen. That does happen in some cities. Anyway, she said she couldn't breathe. She was suffering chest pains. Right? I want you to come and help me. But apparently, the nurses on the other side thought, you know, she was still speaking. Don't call for an ambulance. How could you even call for an ambulance in the first place, she said. Well, unfortunately, she died. Now, we're assuming it was either pulmonary embolism, heart attack. But, you know, when services are far and few between, you are going to have people making decisions on whether you get those services or not. And which is the way America's going with our health care, okay, i.e. a socialistic setting. And this scares the heck out of us. This was reported by Fox News. You know, I don't always like to talk about what's going on outside our country, but I think we need to take a peek at what's going on outside our country because that could happen with us here. If ambulances and emergency services start to become less in supply, then we are going to have to triage who gets the ambulance. And because somebody was still talking, she was able to call for the ambulance herself. They deemed that she was too healthy to need emergency care. Absolutely frightening. Now, many of you have actually experienced something similar when you go to the ER. You walk into the ER. If you walk into the ER and you're able to fill out your paperwork, sometimes that's a sign that you're doing okay. Yeah, and I tell my patients, you know, if you're having chest pain, call 911. Of course, you know, don't drive yourself to the emergency room. But if you're having a condition where you're able to drive yourself to the ER and you walk into the ER, don't sit there playing Angry Birds. Don't sit there joking around, right? I mean, if you seriously have an issue, you tell them what your issue is. Because in the ER, they have to decide who's sick and who's not and who's more sick than the next person. You sitting there giggling or looking comfortable. It's true. The bias does take effect. And you don't want to be looked over while you're sitting there with a blood clot in your leg. You know, that happens all the time. People are like, oh, my leg is swollen. You know, and they call up and we go, you got to go to the ER. If your leg is swollen, we got to make sure you don't have a clot. And, you know, they're talking to the doctor, they're talking, and, you know, they're joking. They're like, Bob, turn left. We're going to the hospital. I go, you sure you don't want us to call 911? No, we're in the car. I called you from the car. I'll go to the hospital. So they're in the car, they're talking, whatever. But that could be a serious life-threatening event. And I have. I've had people that drove themselves to the hospital and absolutely had blood clots. Or they had the start of a heart attack. Remember I told you that case, that gentleman who was burping all night, woke the wife up. The wife was livid. In the morning, brings her husband in. Husband drives. Right? And she, I think she met him at the hospital. And he comes in going, my wife's mad at me because I burped. And I wanted to talk to the wife, but she wasn't there yet. He's like, she'll come. And I'm like, well, you were burping all night. And, of course, I start to think of inferior MI, heart attack, which we talked about. And we were right. He did have a heart attack the night before, which is why he was burping, because it was irritating the diaphragm. And but, yeah, just drove himself. And then he says, well, Doc, if I had the heart attack, then I get to leave. That means it was done. All right, I'll see the heart doctor Monday morning. I go, no. I'm flying, or I'm, you know, we're sending you to Kingman. And then we sent him over to Kingman, which was by ambulance, and he had his aftermath heart attack as he was being wheeled in. So you just don't mess around. You do not mess around. So my recommendation is if you think somebody is going to look at you and say, oh, you look too darn healthy, you look absolutely too darn healthy. No, we don't need to waste our time. Tell them, I mean, don't lie about your symptoms by no means, all right? I don't want anybody lying. But if you go, I have chest pain, all right? I'm not joking. I have chest pain, or my doctor thinks I have a life-threatening clot, it's going to be a lot harder for them to turn you down. Okay? And then maybe you know, I mean, hopefully what happened with this woman doesn't happen to us, you know, here in the States. This is horrible. But maybe have somebody else call the paramedics for you. If you're going to have somebody, you know, go, well, you're the one calling, so you're fine. Now, speaking about heart attack, did you guys hear about this cocktail? This is cool. This is really cool. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Paramedics may be able to give us a cocktail No umbrellas. No. It's a mixture of glucose, insulin, and potassium. And it's inexpensive. I think this is going to be under $50. Where if you are currently having a heart attack, they could shoot you with glucose, insulin, and potassium. And they actually found it prevented death by 50%. This is an absolute phenomenal study. It's a glucose, insulin, potassium solution. Glucose is sugar. Insulin helps drive sugar into the cells, and potassium. And they say it actually can reduce the risk of cardiac arrest and death. This is going to be published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They say it helps enhance oxygenation of the heart. It also keeps levels of dangerous free fatty acids in check, probably because of the insulin. And they said it makes a difference if you administer it during the course of a heart attack. So if you call the hospital, call 911, they're on the way, they see you, and you're in acute coronary syndrome, and they could tell, you know, sometimes very easily on your EKG. Or when they do an EKG, or they put the heart monitor on and they see ST elevations, there's ways to look and see what's going on right then and there. They could, you know, and they can assess that you're having some sort of a cardiac incident. They could hopefully then give you this injection, and they found that it worked. One group, the immediate treatment with the solution resulted in a 60% reduction in risk of cardiac arrest or death. This is some pretty cool stuff. Probably one of the coolest things all week. I'm really excited about this. All right. Now, of course, many heart attacks could be false alarms, but this isn't going to hurt you. It's a sugar, glucose, insulin, potassium solution. All right. I don't really see you overdosing. I mean, maybe, you know, if somebody got too much potassium, it could cause heart rhythms. But overall, they think it's fairly safe. It's fairly cheap. No, you know, don't just go and eat a banana and ice cream sundae when you're having a heart attack. It won't work like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, glucose, have a hot fudge sundae. Potassium, eat a couple bananas. But that's really interesting. Yeah. Here they say there could be an issue of you having hyperkalemia where your potassium could go too high. Sometimes the insulin could drop your sugar too much. But again, I mean, if we're talking you're dying from a heart attack and they infuse you with this pretty quickly and it could save lives, I think it's great. I think it's anything with the name of cocktail sounds good to me. So, yeah, maraschino cherry, please. Add the olive. Make it a dirty, tall. All right, so that's cardiac news. You know, one day I want to go over CPR again with you guys. I have to go over CPR again. You know, you don't have to do mouth-to-mouth anymore. They say just do the chest compressions. We talk about it on the show every couple months. I just got the feeling that we're at that time again because we're getting so many new listeners that are like, huh, what's this Dr. Dolly show, huh? So I got to train everybody in CPR. So we'll go through. I mean, not that the show can train you, but we're going to have to talk about that. Okay. So when we come back from break, we're going to be going on break soon. I want to talk about some antidepressants are going to be getting some cardiac warnings. So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about, I want to talk about what's going on with the JetBlue pilot, what they think he had, and could this happen to anybody? And curry, spicy foods. Ooh, we like spicy foods. That can help the heart. So I'm not done with the heart yet. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a little bit more information on the captain of the JetBlue airplane, where yesterday he goes berserk, and they actually have to land, do an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas, when the flight was originally supposed to go from JFK to Las Vegas. And, you know, people are like, how could this happen? How could a pilot go berserk? What's going on? You see, radio hosts, we're in a very small room. I know many of you think our studio looks like a palace, but it's not. We're in a small room. There's padding on the walls, you know, very similar to something you'd see in a mental institution. There's padding. They call it soundproofing, but I know what they're trying to do. And we're in a room by ourselves. I mean, they keep radio hosts. I mean, nobody locks the door yet. I'm sure if they could, they would, especially when we start going off yelling and screaming. But it's very interesting because, you know, if you look around and you see, this really could look like a little bit of one of those, you know, mentally padded rooms that they could just lock us into and have us bounce off the walls. I'm looking around right now. I'm alone in this room with padding. You wonder why. Dahlia, we will put you in this room here. Oh, yeah, but I have to do my show, and that this room will suffice. Okay, it looks kind of, you know, isolated here. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, we found out his name, Captain Osborne. I thought it was Osborne, but it says Osbon, O-S-B-O-N. He has been with JetBlue just a few months since they opened, started operations back in June of 2000. From what we understand, David Barger, the company's chief executive and president, quickly came, you know, on TV and said that he is a consummate professional, no earlier problems. He was a senior pilot who taught and evaluated standard operating procedures on the Airbus A320. He's known the captain personally for a long period of time. No indication of this at all. And I know some people are like, well, of course he's saying that, so he avoids lawsuits. I don't know. I mean, this was something that just, if I know people think that everything happens gradually in medicine, you know, like blood pressure gradually, comes up. Cancer gradually grows. Psychiatric illness gradually comes on. No, there's something called delirium. And delirium could be immediate. It could be very acute. When I heard this, I'm like, you know, at first, of course, you think drugs, you know, and then I'm like, this was delirium as far as I'm concerned. No, people were like, oh, it's schizophrenia. We talked about this a little bit last night. I don't know because, you know, didn't he have any signs before? Now, from what we understand, pilots do have to have medical checkups. They're done usually by general medical practitioners, but psychiatric evaluations usually aren't done. The airlines and the FAA usually rely on pilots to say, you know, look, this is what I have. This is what I've been suffering with. Now, depression used to be something that a lot of these pilots kept quiet. And they, you know, would try to keep that under wraps. And from what I understand, a couple of years ago, the FAA kind of relaxed its ban on psychiatric medications as long as they were using the newer drugs that had fewer side effects. So now the FAA allows, only in the last 2 years, the pilots could take Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, or their generic equivalents. At the time, you know, pilots did not want to disclose that they were having depression. So they either wouldn't treat it or they would drink. And we saw what happened with that one. Pilots would drink before the flight. That never was good. And or they just wouldn't disclose it. So, you know, what kind of screening should be done? Now, what we understand is the captain, Mr. Osborne, 49 years old, has been charged by federal authorities with interfering with the flight crew. Under federal law, he could carry a maximum sentence of 20 years. Now, the wife said he had a panic attack. Yep, a panic attack. Now, I've seen panic attacks, and they could be rough. They could be rough, but I think that makes anybody who's ever been diagnosed with a panic attack very edgy because people now think they'll just go berserk. Panic attacks could possibly cause somebody to scream September 11th, Iraq, Iran, terrorists, Afghanistan, bomb. I suppose. I mean, it sounded like he was in a state of panic. But, you know, for the millions of people that suffer from panic attacks, they're probably going, oh, please don't think this would happen to me. Now, I don't know if people with panic disorder can fly. Because, again, panic disorder can come on acutely. But then if the wife was so sure that that was his diagnosis, then did he have a history of panic attacks before? You know, I mean, she's not a doctor. She's not a psychiatrist, from what I understand. So she said he had a panic attack. Now, you know, many spouses will, you know, when they bring their, loved one in to see me, like, yeah, you know, he had a panic attack. Yeah, she had another one of her panic attacks. You know, it almost was like, yeah, this is something he's suffering with. And he had another one on the plane. You know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And I don't know. This is a big thing and a lot bigger thing for a chicken wing. All right. Now, what are these pilots going through? Well, they're probably going through sleep deprivation, probably a lot of fatigue. You know, you do have marital issues, a lot of them, because they're not home. I personally don't like dealing with the flight attendants too much, and I'm sorry if any of you guys are flight attendants, but you're kind of mean to me. I don't just favor truck drivers. Honestly, if you know, the flight attendants were nice, I'd say that, but they're always not nice to me. And all I have to do is go to the bathroom. You know, when I have to go to the bathroom, let me go. After having a couple kids, I cannot wait until the pilot takes off the fasten seatbelt sign. Ma'am, I'm sorry, I can't wait. Okay, I have a couple kids. The uterus is sagging a little bit. Let me go. I'm sorry, ma'am, you need to sit down. Ma'am, please, you need to sit down. Ma'am, you need to sit down. Ma'am, please. And I'm like, fine. All right. You know, if one of you treat me nice, I'll talk about it on the show how nice you are. But right now, you guys are kind of mean. When I'm hungry, you don't feed me when I'm hungry. Cocktail cart takes forever. Okay. So anyway, maybe, you know, somebody could argue that these pilots go crazy because they have to deal with the flight crew. I mean, if you guys are going into the cockpit and you're giving them the same crap you're giving us with them not being able to get up and go to the bathroom and them not being able to get a blanket or get food, no wonder they get mad. Anyway, pilots are supposed to disclose all physical and psychological conditions and medications or face significant fines, which can reach $250,000 if they have falsified any information. So like I said, this is going to be very, very interesting. All right? If the wife was so sure that this was a panic attack, why was she so sure? Boy, that's a lot of S's for someone with a lisp. Why was she so sure? Boy, that's tough. The FAA said in an email on Wednesday, oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The FAA said in an email on Wednesday that since April 2002, less than 0.5% have taken advantage of the FAA's policy in terms of, opting or with the medications and disclosing of the medications, from what I understand. Now, let me see. This is an interesting study. In 2006, a study by the FAA of post-mortem toxicological evaluations of 4,100 pilots killed in accidents from 1993 to 2003 found that 223 were using mood-altering drugs like antidepressants. But that's kind of a small number, only 223. Only 14 of the pilots who tested positive for the drugs reported a psychological condition on their medical form, and only one reported using the mind-altering drug. Oh, so that means they may lie. You know, it's tough. I always want to screen the pilot. When I go on a plane, I always like to kind of, you know, interview the pilot, and they don't. The pilots come last. And then I try to kind of go up there, you know, to say hi. And the flight attendant is usually, that's the first class cabin. They say, I'm sorry, ma'am, go back to coach. I'm like, well, I just want to, you can't use the bathroom up here. This is the first class. So, yeah, but I want to say hi to the pilot. No, they don't let you. So I cannot psychologically evaluate the pilots, which is pretty frustrating for me because, you know, I smell the breath. I look at their eyes, see if they're bloodshot. They don't let you do it. Do we have a right? I mean, you know, they're putting our lives in their hands. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. No, they didn't let me out of my studio. I was wondering. I'm like, okay, well, it's a break. You know, do I get to leave the padded room? No. I tell you, I think being a radio host, when they give you a job as a radio host, it's, I wonder if it, well, what was that movie where the person was really in a mental institution? And it was a recent movie, and it was really, really good. I know you guys are going to, he was supposed to have a lobotomy at the end. I just don't have it at the tip of my tongue. It's a recent movie that was recently out. And so you go through the whole movie, and you realize, oh, my gosh, everybody there was just body coddling him, you know, letting him think that he was sane. And in the end, he was in a mental institution the whole time. I mean, what if that's what everybody's doing with me? You know, oh, Dahlia, just sit here in this room for 3 hours and talk into the microphone. You are actually on national airwaves. people are listening to you all over the country. Really? Are they? I'll sit down in this chair and just talk into a microphone and be in a padded room by myself. You know, do you guys ever wonder if, like, your whole life is a setup and you really, you know, people are just, you know, pretending that they're seeing you as patients, right? That would be scary. I hope not. I hope this isn't all a ruse and I really am a radio host and I'm just not locked up. You know, and with the appearance of not being locked up, boy, that would be a revelation. Okay. But you know what? I'm not flying any planes, so we're all safe. I'm not flying now. If any, I understand that XM, can actually be received on planes now. So there are people right now on a plane listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. That would be horrible if somebody goes berserk on a plane and they say, passenger in seat 23C was actually listening to the Dr. Dahlia show at the time. And they're like, all right, let's get Dahlia closed down. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm in a room. I'm in a padded room. All they have to do is lock the door. Okay, so let's talk about FDA adding more warnings to antidepressants. Now, Celexa has been a medicine that a lot of my patients like. Celexa falls into the SSRIs. Many of you are familiar with Celexa. It's similar to Zoloft and Prozac, Lexapro. Well, apparently, the FDA said doses of 40 milligrams a day or more. Okay, so greater than that can cause changes in the electrical activity of the heart, which can lead to abnormal heart rhythms, including a potentially deadly arrhythmia known as torsade de pointes. Patients at high risk include those with pre-existing heart conditions like congestive heart failure and those prone to low levels of potassium and magnesium in the blood. So for any of you that have had abnormal cardiac activity, like I had a real healthy patient today who had just recently had an ablation of her heart because she had palpitations. Healthy woman, you know, smokes, you know, so I tell her about smoking. But overall, this woman had hardly any medical issues, yet she had to have a cardiac ablation. She feels fine. But, you know, stop for a second. If you had that kind of procedure, you would fall under this category of being somebody with a pre-existing heart condition. Now, the latest recommendations say that Celexa in any dose should not be given to patients with certain conditions due to the risk of suffering heart problems. It may be important for some patients to take Celexa, so the label has been changed to describe the particular cautions. This is being reported by drugs.com. They say, do not take Celexa over 40 milligrams. It is not recommended for use in patients with congenital long QT syndrome. You guys will know that because you get a lot of bills from your cardiologist. Bradycardia, which is low heart rate, hypokalemia, low potassium, hypomagnesemia. Hypomagnesemia. Oh, it's low magnesium. Don't ask me what my grades in medical school were. Look, I know what these are. I'm pretty smart. I know what they are. I just can't pronounce the suckers. If you had a recent heart attack or uncompensated heart failure, you cannot take Celexa. Use of Celexa is also not recommended in patients who are taking other drugs that prolong the QT interval. No, that has nothing to do with erectile dysfunction. The maximum recommended dose of Celexa is 20 milligrams per day for those of you with liver impairment, patients who are older than 60, patients who are CYP2C19 poor metabolizers. Yeah, guys, if you are CYP2C19 poor metabolizers, tattoo that puppy on your chest for us. Thank you. Tattoo CYP2C19. Yeah. What it means is whatever dose we think your body's taking, the way your liver metabolizes it, it could be a higher dose or a lower dose. And sometimes grapefruit could interfere with that. And you end up having higher doses or not. So that's kind of, it means you're screwed. That's what it means. Okay, so tattoo it on your chest. All of these factors lead to increased blood levels of Celexa, increasing the risk of QT interval prolongation and torsade de pointes, which is a very deadly heart rhythm that could cause you to die. All right, now, what about the other selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors? Paxil, Proloft, Prozac, Zoloft. They're unsafe. They're saying right now this is only Celexa. So if you do take Celexa, talk to your doctor about any cardiac implications. If the doctor says, I don't know, say again, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Your doctors hate me. You know that. A lot of doctors listen to my show when you guys rock. But, you know, some doctors don't like it when you say you listen to a radio doc and the radio doc says this. Because then it makes them feel stupid, you know, like they aren't doing the research. But it's not their fault. It's not. This is my job. Okay, it's not your doctor's job to know the second the stuff is coming out, day in, day out. You can't. It would be nice if they could. They can't. So it's not their fault. I don't want to make any doctor look bad. I make myself look bad. Trust me, your doctor could probably pronounce this a heck of a lot better than I can. And could probably treat hypomagnesemia a lot better than I, okay? Your doctor's probably a good doctor. It's just my job is to keep you guys informed of the latest and the greatest. You present it to your doctor. And again, say, you know, Dr. Dahlia mentioned this. She said, run it by you guys, because I want everyone to like me. I don't want anybody getting mad. I like being liked. You know, I need ratings, okay? If I get ratings, maybe I get a bigger cell. I'm not going to call this a studio anymore. It's a cell. I'm really in a cell, and then I get out after 3 hours. I mean, they do let me urinate. Donovan, do I get to urinate soon? No, he said no. See, you see what they did to me? All right, so people who like curry and spicy foods, apparently it reduces blood pressure and cholesterol. Now, we knew that spicy food, like cayenne pepper and jalapeno and chili pepper, ooh, muy deliciosa, does decrease blood pressure. We knew that, but also lowering cholesterol. So the study from the Chinese University of Hong Kong focused on a family of substances known as, oh gosh, here's another 10-letter word. Jeez, 10-letter word. Okay, here we go. Let me hold my breath and pray. Capsaicinoids. Oh, like capsaicin. Yeah, I pronounced that one right. Capsaicinoids. Look, in Espanol, it's más fácil, but in English, it's difficult. That is the part of the chili that gives them their kick. Study author Dr. Zhenyu Chen said our research has reinforced and expanded knowledge about how these substances of chilies work in improving heart health. So, basically, when you bite down on chilies, they crush the seeds. The plants spread their... What's going on with this? They're called the capsaicinoids. Oh, I thought they were going to tell us how they make the spicy foods. Anyway, so the spicy capsaicinoids lowered levels of bad cholesterol by reducing accumulation of cholesterol in the body and increasing its breakdown and excretion. They also block the action of a gene that makes arteries contract, restricting the flow of blood to the heart and other organs. By blocking it, the muscles relaxed and widened, allowing more blood to flow. That's why sometimes you breathe easier when you eat spicy food. You know how your nose clears? That's interesting. We concluded that capsaicinoids were beneficial in improving a range of factors related to heart and blood vessel health. I bet you did. But we certainly do not recommend that people start consuming chilies in excess. A good diet is a matter of balance. Me gusta salsa y me gusta mi chiles. Muy deliciosa. All right, so what does that mean? Well, I mean, you know, still don't be careful. Because, I mean, if you don't have water around, I never understood that. Whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant, they serve you the salsa pretty quickly. But the water takes forever. So you're looking at chips and salsa, and then my kids start digging in. And I'm like, oh, no, because you're going to have a little pepper. And then they're like, Mom, I need water. Mom, water. And I got some perfume, so I spray the perfume, and then their tongue smokes. Yeah, so bring your own water when you go eat Mexican food if they don't bring the water in time. Okay? All right, we got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Follow me. Gracias.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.